Hello, everybody. Welcome to week three here of the Sabetha Blue Jays locker room chat with head coach of the boys team, Josh Wartenberger. And coach, already off to, again, a good, kind of good start to the season. 2-2, a loss against Marysville, but bounced back against ACCHS. You fell to Rock Creek by 2 points, 43-41, but you were able to respond with a 3-point victory over Hiawatha just yesterday, winning 55-52. Big time wins, a lot of close games. Coach, you know, you're going against tough teams week by week. What's the keys to getting the wins?
Yeah, I think we just want to keep learning with each opportunity that we have, and a lot of good competition that we're playing against. And I felt like tough situations that we had in Rock Creek, the pressure situations that we had in Rock Creek, made us more prepared for the pressure situations that we had against Hiawatha. And so our goal is just to keep improving, and there's a lot of good teams that are helping us learn from that.
Well, coach, you've already kind of dipped your toes in the league play against Hiawatha, so you start 1-0. What are some expectations as you continue league play here? With finishing the 2024 year with Royal Valley at home on Friday, and then you continue going on against, you know, coming out of the winter break, you got Nemaha Central, St. Mary's, Holton. You enter the big stretch of the year now. What's the game plan? What are the expectations?
Yeah, our plan is just to get ready for the next one, and Royal Valley was a team that we're familiar with, and only get to see them once this year in the regular season, and so we know that we'll have to be ready from the start and for 32 minutes, and then we just want to be finishing well going into break, and so that's our goal with that, and then take a little break. I think that's good for all of us, and then get back at it again in 2025.
Well, I mean, again, some big scores on your team. Adam mentioned, you know, Kyle Winger yesterday with 13 points, LT Thomas with 13, Brody Dieter, he had 7 points, and then 6 points apiece from Isaac Carter and Tyce Frazee. What's it take from, you know, your team to, you know, keep this point production up, especially as we're getting into the latter half of the season?
Yeah, we're really happy with the, kind of the distribution of that, and that's just showing that guys are moving the ball, finding the open man, and not settling. And so I thought we improved on that on Tuesday in our game of being able to find that open man and then recognizing when we're open to take those shots.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time with us week by week here, and this is the final Coach of Show of 2024. We'll talk again in 2025. Coach, thank you for your time.
Yeah, thank you. Merry Christmas.
This locker room chat here for the Sabetha Locker Chat brought to you by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance Service. Again, Sabetha to take on for the final game of 2024, Royal Valley, on Friday. That game will be on 103.9 with Brandon Tatman on the call.